Now, we go on to the second section here, the disadvantages of an improper reliance or abandoning the teacher. So this, you know, before I just said if we don't have a good relationship, we don't get those first day benefits. But on top of that, if we have a bad relationship, in other words, and by bad relationship, I mean people who just have contempt for their teacher, who defame their teacher, who get angry and stomp away and yell and scream and renounce their teacher. And you see this, you know, very often. You know, somebody kind of falls madly in love with a teacher, and then as soon as the teacher tells them something they don't want to hear, that their ego doesn't want to hear, then they get really angry at the teacher, you know, and they stomp away. Yeah? Or people who, I've seen this happen in many instances. The people just study with somebody, take them as their teacher, you know, learn from them, and then in the end just kind of discard them like we discard our garbage. You know, kind of with an attitude of contempt and disrespect, and, you know, then they go around and tell bad stories and criticize and everything like that. Yeah? So this is 8 disadvantages that come if we do that kind of thing. So, first of all, it's like showing contempt for all the Buddhas, because just as we discussed before, how the teacher in a way is like a representative of the Buddha to us, and that the teacher allows us to contact the teachings, then if we, you know, throw the teacher away, it's like throwing the Buddha away. And then we'll be reborn in the lower realms for the same number of eons as number of moments we were angry with our teacher. This is one of these lovely ones that we love to hear, you know. And I questioned my own teacher about that, and he said that, because it's natural sometimes we have a relationship with our teacher. We still really respect our teacher, but we get angry at them anyway. And that isn't what this is talking about. Okay, this second point is talking about when you're really fed up and you're throwing away the relationship. You know, I've had it with this teacher, this person's full of garbage, you know, enough. And, you know, you just leave in a lot of disgust. Okay, that's what this one's talking about. Not just when you get angry, even though you still have the basis of a good relationship. Okay. But you can, when I thought about that, why are there so, these are really heavy, undesirable things that come, you know, it's kind of not very pleasant to listen to. And what, you know, in thinking about it, you know, and trying to make sense of this myself, what I've come to the conclusion of is like when you think of the benefit that your teacher has given you, you know, like I was telling you last time, if I think of what I would be doing if I had not met my teachers, and how I would have, you know, just continually created a lot of negative karma and not only hurt myself and hurt other people this lifetime, but, wound up in the lower realms for sure in future lifetimes and kind of been completely far away from any kind of spiritual path. And it was only by the fact of meeting my teachers that they somehow gave me teachings and showed me, you know, how to make sense of my life and what to do and what to look out for. You know, it was only by meeting those people that somehow I was able to make something out of this life and therefore at least make some preparation for future lives and eventually, hopefully, you know, get somewhere along the path. So if I think of the kindness of my teachers in benefiting me and all that benefit they've given, that in that way it's like they're kinder than any other person in the whole wide world. I mean, they're kinder than the people, than my parents, than my teachers, than my best friends, because nobody else in the world has been able to benefit me in the same way as my teachers have. So if, given all that benefit I've received, if I then say, up yours, you know, you're full of garbage, then it's like the person who's the kindest to you in the whole world, you're just throwing them in the junk pot. Yeah? And so you can see, what's that going to do to your mind? The person who's benefited you more than any other being possibly could benefit you. And in our own ignorance, we just turn our back and walk away with disgust and contempt and gossip. Then what's that going to, you know, what is that saying about our state of mind? What are we doing to our own mind when we think like that? It's like we're just completely turning our mind, our back, on the person who's kindest to us. We're turning our back on the person who teaches us to enlightenment, so the path to enlightenment, so we're turning our back on enlightenment. Okay. So seen in that view, you know, then you can understand these consequences that come because it begins to make some sense. Is that making sense to you somehow? If not, what's the difficulty?
When you're really acting out of ignorance.
No.
There's no compassion in any of this.
Yeah. No. I think if we're going on the assumption, it's not just that you're, we're all capable to some extent of appreciating things. None of us are capable fully of appreciating everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So we receive benefit according to what we appreciate, you know? But it's not that if you don't appreciate them fully, then you're screwed. It's not that. It's saying if you appreciate and then you just let your anger completely take hold of you so that what you formerly saw as something really good and the sound reasons you saw that is good, you now completely turn your back on it. Okay, is that
standing on their side when it only did happen on?
I don't. I think. Let's see.
They need a balance.
Right, but maybe it's just if you look at it from the sense as much as you appreciate, you get that much benefit, and then you said as much as you don't appreciate, then you go downwards. How about if we just say as much as you don't appreciate, then you just don't get that benefit. But as much as you depreciate and criticize and have contempt, then you go down. So that's slightly different. It's like, right. Yeah, that's the difference. So you can see it's a difference in attitude. Just if you're ignorant or if you're actively, you know, kind of really with a very hostile mind doing something. Okay.